Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
We're here because we want Xinjiang to fully realize its great potential in human resources, the people of Xinjiang, United States Ambassador to China Gary Locke said recently at Xinjiang University in Urumqi when he led a trade delegation on a visit to the area. Xinjiang has served as a commercial and cultural center since the Silk Road of ancient times, a vibrant link between the East and West, Ambassador Locke said. This region presents boundless opportunities for further cooperation and engagement between the United States and China. I've often been asked what makes America so special, so great. I really believe that the secret to our success is the diversity of our people and of our different cultures. America is a land of immigrants who came in pursuit of freedom and opportunity, he continued. Immigrants from around the world have contributed to the prosperity of America and brought new ideas, new customs, and new cultures that have constantly made America fresh and young. Not all immigrant groups have been welcomed with open arms, and America has a history of discrimination and struggle. We don't ever profess to be perfect, but we're constantly trying to improve. Now people of all different ethnic groups occupy the highest positions in government, in business, in finance, in academia, the arts, and culture. So, as we now celebrate our diversity, we need to celebrate the connections of diverse people all around the world, Ambassador Locke emphasized, because diversity of ideas, of language, of culture, from China to the United States, to Eastern Europe, to Africa, is going to be the source of innovation and creativity in the years ahead. You truly are the future of China, and indeed the world, and we need more partnerships between the young people of China and America, because the world is counting on leadership from China and the United States, working together to solve not just the problems of China or the United States, but indeed the problems of the world. Ambassador Locke concluded by saying, China cannot solve some of these issues and problems on its own, nor can America. We can do so only by joining together.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.